This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يكن من المشركين شاكرا لأنعمه اجتباه وهداه إلى صراط مستقيم وآتيناه في الدنيا حسنة وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable ulama, respected brothers, Allah تبارك وتعالى through His grace and mercy on a regular basis grants us special occasions. And every now and again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants us a very special occasion. The day of Jumu'ah, which we are blessed with on a weekly basis, is a special occasion. خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ. The best of days on which the sun rises. It is the pinnacle of the week for a believer. But when the Jumu'ah, which is a special occasion, falls in the month of Dhul-Hijjah, which is a special month, because it is one of the Ashhur al-Hurum, one of the sacred months. And then, that very Jumu'ah does not only fall in Dhul-Hijjah, which is from the Ashhur al-Hurum, but it falls in the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, which, as per the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are the best days of the year for ibadah and worship, then it becomes a very special occasion. So as we sit here on the best of days, in the best of months, in the best of weeks, at the best of hours, in the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from the depths of our heart, let us acknowledge that Allah has blessed us by prolonging our lives once again to not only witness a Jumu'ah, but a Jumu'ah in the month of Dhul-Hijjah, a Jumu'ah in the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. This month of Dhul-Hijjah, as I have mentioned, has great significance because it is one of the sacred months. But it has greater significance than the other sacred months because it brings to us two great acts of ibadah and worship. The one is Hajj, and the other is Udhiyya and Qurbani. And if you look at both Hajj and Udhiyya and Qurbani, in both of those actions, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is asking us to celebrate, to commemorate, to emulate, and to honor Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam is the central figure when it comes both to Hajj and Udhiyya and Qurbani. It is our belief, as Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that the greatest human, the greatest Nabi, and the greatest of all Allah's creation after Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. We have become accustomed every year to performing the Udhiyya and Qurbani. Every year the Hajjaj from various parts of the world, they depart for the blessed lands of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwarah. But we need to remind ourselves as to who this personality was. We need to ask ourselves the question that why is it that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala every year via two actions wants us to remember Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, wants us to follow in the footsteps of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Who is this personality? And what was it about him that made him so special, so near and so dear to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that annually Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants us to follow in his footsteps. Now to answer this question, in order to understand who Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was, and what he achieved, and what lessons and legacy he leaves behind for us, our first port of reference is the Quran. Let us look at how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is profiled by none other than Allah Ta'ala himself. The one verse which Allah Ta'ala makes mention of, Allah says, Inna Ibrahima lahaleemun awwaahum muneeb. Who was Ibrahim? What qualities did he have? The reason why I'm discussing this is that Hajj, Udhiyya and Qurbani has become a routine in our lives to such an extent that we focus only on the rituals. It has become very ritualistic. That okay, I need to purchase an animal, I need to slaughter an animal, once in my life I need to go for Hajj. So tick box, done. We don't understand what's the spirit behind it. What's the lesson? What's the legacy? What's the real story behind Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that made him so beloved to Allah? And it always comes down to qualities. It comes down to sifat. So Allah says, Inna Ibrahim al-Halim. Ibrahim alayhi salam was most tolerant. Most tolerant. One of the greatest scarcities in the ummah today is the quality of tolerance. In our marriages, we don't have tolerance. In our social interactions with each other, we don't have tolerance for differing temperaments, for differing views. And that's why we see the social chaos. And that's why we see the disharmony and the disunity which has plagued the ummah. Oh wow! Ibrahim alayhi salam was soft-hearted and he was compassionate. This machine age, this technological age, has made our hearts like machines. It's all about the bottom line. It's all about the sum total. It's all about chasing and achieving dreams and fulfilling goals and realizing objectives. Ibrahim alayhi salam had genuine care and concern. Muneeb, he constantly turned to Allah. He was constantly focused on his relationship with Allah. Three qualities. لَحَلِيمٌ أَوَّاهٌ مُنِيمٌ. Very tolerant, very affectionate, but always connected to Allah. Always connected to Allah. The Sudhiyya al-Qurbani and Hajj, it's a reminder from Allah that if you want to achieve in the way that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam achieved, look at the legacy that he left behind. Look at the legacy that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam left behind. That every year, thousands of years after his demise, millions of people pay tribute to him, they acknowledge him via the actions of Hajj and the actions of Udhiyya al-Qurbani. Can we know greater legacy? When you are connected to Allah, Allah will preserve your name in this world and Allah will elevate your name in the hereafter. There is no human except that he seeks some sort of fame, some sort of recognition. He wants to be acknowledged. Allah is saying, connect with me and I will secure your acknowledgement in a timeless way. In a way that will continue up to the day of Qiyamah and beyond. The greatest tribute that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala pays to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the Quran is in the words where Allah says, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allah made Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam his friend. And this English word friend does not convey the full extent of the Arabic word or the meaning of the Arabic word Khalil. Khalil is someone who is extremely close to Allah. Extremely close to Allah. So okay, what's the starting point? How do we take inspiration from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam? Because that's the reason I'm discussing his personality today. That what Udhiyya Qurbani and Hajj should not only be about fulfilling certain actions. It should not be ritualistic. Allah wants us on an annual basis to draw lessons from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And what's the greatest lesson? We need to make ourselves beloved to Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's entire life is about his love for Allah. He submitted before Allah because he had love for Allah. He allowed himself to be catapulted into the fire because he had love for Allah. He left his homeland because he had love for Allah. He left his wife and child in a barren land because he had love for Allah. He took a knife and put it to the throat of his only child because he had love for Allah. Now when you're on this quest, when you are on this journey to become the beloved of Allah, what is the starting point? The starting point is right here. In the words of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he says, رب لا تخزني يوم تبعثون. Allah, don't disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah. لو يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون. Such a day where your children and your wealth will not be of assistance to you in any way. إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. Except that person who comes to Allah with a clean heart, with a sound heart. When we talk of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, it is time for us to introspect very deeply and ask ourselves the question, what is the state of the cleanliness of my heart? How clean are my thoughts? How clean are my intentions? Is there resentment? Is there animosity? Is there jealousy? Is there a deep-rooted desire to carry out certain evils and to do certain actions that is living in my heart? All of us, myself included, we know. If people have to know what is in our hearts, we will have no courage to show our face in public. If people have to know what is in our hearts, we will have no courage to show our face in public. However, the heart is such that Allah is aware of what is in the heart. In Allah Ta'ala, لا يندر إلى أجسامكم ولا إلى صوركم ولكن يندر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم. Allah won't judge you on your physique, on your beauty. Allah will judge you on the state of your heart and the actions that flow as a result of the state of your heart. This word qurbani, it comes from the root word qurb. It means to attain closeness to Allah. To attain closeness to Allah. It's a question we need to ask ourselves. We've been for Hajj, we've been for Umrah, annually we performed our hay and qurbani, but is it bringing us closer to Allah? We are slaughtering externally, but are we slaughtering internally? On an annual basis at least, Allah is saying minimum once a year. That's why Allah brings the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam into relevance during the month of Dhul-Hijjah. But ideally, every day of our lives, we need to be looking into our hearts and asking ourselves, what do I need to slaughter in terms of my desires and in terms of my actions for me to become the beloved of Allah? Who or what is my Ismail? When I put that knife to the throat of the animal, or when I give that money for the animal to be purchased and slaughtered on my behalf, I need to be asking myself this question, that internally, in my heart, what do I need to get rid of? In my actions, what needs to change for me to become the beloved of Allah? It's time. Brothers, it's time. Life is passing us by. Ask the people whose hair has grayed and whose back has hunched. He'll tell you, you know, we can remember our youth as it was just yesterday. Sometimes Allah blesses you with a child, your first child. The next thing before you realize what happened, you're telling the nikah of your own child. Then you're playing with your child's child. Life passes you by, time waits for no one. It is incumbent upon every one of us to fill our hearts with the love of Allah. To become the beloved of Allah. You know, there's this interesting question one of the scholars asked. He says, that every year we hear this hadith, مَا هَذِي الْأَضَاحِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What is this udhiyya? And the answer is سُنَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. That this sacrificing of an animal is the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now, the word sunnah means something which is done repeatedly. Whereas Ibrahim alayhi salam, that incident with his son Ismail only happened once. So why does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refer to it as sunnah? And the reason is that he's not actually referring to that action where Ibrahim alayhi salam was going to slaughter his son. He's referring to the constant practice in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Whenever Allah commanded him to do something, no matter how difficult the command of Allah it was, he submitted and he obeyed the command of Allah. Taslim amam amrillah, to submit in front of the commands and the prohibitions of Allah, that is the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the pinnacle of it was when Allah told him to slaughter his son. And he became willing instantly to slaughter his son. So it's something that we need to ask ourselves. That to what extent am I willing to comply to every instruction and every prohibition of Allah? Because that will tell me to what extent I am following truly the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So the focal point, my message is, it's time to become the beloved of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's entire life revolved around the fact that he was beloved to Allah. He made himself beloved to Allah. And this should not only be the aspiration of the learned, not only the aspiration of those who are seemingly pious, to become the beloved of Allah should be the aspiration of every Muslim. To become the beloved of Allah should be the hope and should be the desire of every Muslim. So you need a clean heart, as I was explaining. But how do you get your heart to be clean? By filling it with the love of Allah. The challenge for us is we have filled our hearts with the love of everything and everyone else, and we have left very little space in our hearts for the love of Allah. In Arabic we say, "Man arafa Allah." If you truly recognize who Allah is, لَمْ يُحِبْ غَيْرًا. You'll have very little space in your heart to love anything or anyone else. We know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely close to Abu Bakr Dila. I mean, this is a friendship that is worthy of emulation. Yet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذًا خَلِيلًا غَيْرَ رَبِّي. The only khalil I have in my life is my Allah. Had it not been for that, I would have made Abu Bakr my khalil. But you can only give your heart to Allah. Are we ready to give our hearts to Allah? We can only be ready if we fill our hearts with the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The reason our hearts are devoid of the love of Allah, and that's the greatest loss. The devil, he was an alim. Iblis was an alim, he had great knowledge. He was an abid. He worshipped even in a way that made the malaika and the angels envious. But he was not an ashik. He did not have love for Allah in his heart. And that ultimately became the basis of his destruction. The reason why we are devoid, our hearts are devoid of the love of Allah, يُحِبُّونَ الدُّنْيَا وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْآخِرَةِ. We have become too engrossed in worldly pursuits, we have forgotten Akhirah. يُحِبُّونَ الْمَالِ وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْحِسَابِ. We have become so engrossed in wealth, we have forgotten that one day we will have to give reckoning. يُحِبُّونَ الدُّنُوبِ وَيَنْسَوْنَ التَّوْبَةِ. We have become so engrossed in sin, we have forgotten repentance. يُحِبُّونَ الْقُسُورِ وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْقُبُورِ. We have fallen in love with big buildings. We have forgotten the 6-foot pits where we are all heading, which is our destination. And Allah is calling out to us. Listen to the call of Allah. Allah says, يَا عَبْدِي إِنِّي لَكَ مُحِبٌّ. O my servant, with all of your faults, and all of your weaknesses, and all of your sins, I still love you. فَبِحَقِّي عَلَيْكَ كُنْ لِي مُحِبًّا. When will you start loving me? Ibrahim alayhi salam story is a love story. But not a Romeo and Juliet love story. Not a Layla and Majnun love story. A love story with Allah. Allah says, I love you with all of your weaknesses, with all of your failures, with all of your sins. When are you going to start loving me? Now as Muslims we'll all claim, no, indeed we love Allah. We love Allah. But what's the test? Do we prefer the speech of Allah, the Quran over all other speech? Do we prefer the house of Allah to all over all other venues? And do we prefer the commands of Allah over all other dictates? So this time is short. The message is simple. How much of a priority is Allah in our lives? To what extent do we have love of Allah in our hearts? Are we ready to meet Allah? Yes, every human has a disinclination from death. But are we ready to meet Allah? Because if you love Allah, you ought to be ready to meet Allah. When Malakul Maut came to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, then Ibrahim alayhi salam asked him a question. Then asked Allah, Al ra'ayta khalilan yaqbidu ruha khalili. How is it that Allah is taking my soul and I am the friend of Allah? So Allah told the angel to respond to him and say, Al ra'ayta khalilan yakrahu liqa'a khalili. How is it that one friend is hesitant to meet the friend? Are we ready to meet Allah? When our hearts have become saturated with the love of Allah, then we will be ready to meet Allah. How do you fill your heart with the love of Allah? Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. The more you remember me, the more my love will grow in your hearts. The love of Allah is such, the name of Allah is such. I read something amazing the other day. One scholar says, the name of Allah has such effect that even if you take it by mistake or you take it in a state of negligence, it will still benefit you. So if you remember Allah, the love of Allah grows in your heart. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it brings you closer to Allah. قِرَاءَةُ الْقُرْآنِ. Nothing can grow the love of Allah in your heart more quickly and more effectively than the recitation of the Qur'an. We also develop love of Allah in our hearts by thinking of the bounties of Allah on us. We have become very ungrateful. شَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُمِهِ. Allah says that Ibrahim alayhi salam's quality was, he was grateful for the bounties of Allah. Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah, he says, one day I was walking and I had no shoes, and the thorns were causing pain to my feet. And I went to the masjid to ask Allah that Allah wants shoes. And as I was walking into the masjid, I bumped into a man who was exiting who had no legs. And I said, may Allah, how much I need to be grateful to you for. And then in solitude, we need to be making dua to Allah. Allah, fill my heart with your love. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubba, wa hubba man yuhibbuk, wa hubba amalin yuqarribuni ila hubbi. And lastly, but not least, sit in the company of those who already have the love of Allah in their hearts. Tere ashiqo me jina, tere ashiqo me marna. To live amongst those who are lovers of Allah, and to die in the company, it has a love of effect. I leave you with this particular incident. You know, one day the angels asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah, how is it that you have granted Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam such a high title of Khalil? So Allah said, well, if you want to know, go and test him. So the two angels came in the form of humans. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, like every Nabi, was a shepherd. He was looking after his flock. And they stood at a distance. And they recited the following words in praise of Allah. Subhana lil mulki wal malakut. سبحان للعزة والعظمة والهيبة والقدرة والكبرياء والجبروت سبحان الملك الحي الذي لا ينام ولا يموت سبوح قدوس ربنا ورب الملائكة والروح. When you have the love of Allah in your heart, then when anyone praises Allah, it takes you into a state of ecstasy. When Ibrahim alayhi salam heard this, he left his sheep and he ran. He said, please repeat what you have said. He said, Ibrahim, nothing in life is for free. What will you pay? He said, take half of my flock. Half of what I own. And they repeated it. But now it took him to a higher level of ecstasy. He said, one more time. They said, what will you pay? He said, take the second half of my flock. I'm now a pauper. But I need to listen to these words of praise of Allah. So they read it one more time. And now Ibrahim alayhi salam was on the heights of ecstasy and pleasure in hearing the praise of Allah. He said, please, one more time. They said, what will you pay? Said, I've got nothing left to give you, but let's do this. You've got all of my livestock. You've got all of my cattle. Take me as your slave. I will look after these animals for you. These very animals that just a few seconds ago belonged to me. But do not deprive me of listening to the praises of Allah just one more time. Just one more time. So the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam is one of becoming a beloved of Allah. Let us make this intention. And a couple of intention with action that this year during the season of Hajj and Hayy and Qurbani, I am not going to be a fool. The Quran says, وَمَنْ يَرْضَبُ عَمْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفْيَ نَفْسَهُ. It is only a fool who moves away from the lessons of the life of Ibrahim a.s. Oh Allah, many years have passed in our lives when we have witnessed Hajj and we have witnessed with Hayy and Qurbani. We have fulfilled an obligation, we have secured the reward, but we have not seized the moment to become your beloved. We make dua to Allah that this year is different. We make dua to Allah that this year during these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah and during this season of Hayy and Qurbani, we will take a turning, we will take a key decision in our lives and we will take a turning point decision in our lives to grow the love of Allah into our hearts and to become the beloveds of Allah. May Allah grant me and all of us the tawfiq. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala Nabina Muhammad wa akhiru da'wana.